following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. How you doing?
Oh man, I don't even know what the word is, but there was. Oh wait, let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh damn it! No. There was big breaking news right before we started our recording, so I'm like stressed about this because I would have loved to have gotten the news out, but you know, it can wait. I've got this to do. I'll get to the breaking news later on in the show. But first, thank you to everybody who gave us positive reviews on iTunes. There were so many of you. At the end of this episode, I'm going to verbally give you all shout outs as I said I would do. So thank you. There was, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of our listeners who did that. So really appreciate you all. Cool. I'm well. I had a fun-ish weekend. I felt like I lost a day there. Like my Saturday was all work, basically. I did this web show, which was cool. I was really happy to support fellow Latinos and especially a fellow Cuban who, you know, was commiserating with me about a shared experience. You know, this creator, she's an actress, but also a producer and a writer, is Cuban, but, you know, fair skinned and blue eyed. So it's proven difficult for her here in Los Angeles to get cast in Latino roles. So, you know, she just took the bull by the horns, as they said, and created this web series for her. So I was happy to be a part of that. And then I had to go to this event on Saturday night where I was given a bullshit award, which I didn't even mention when I did a post from the party because it was such a bullshit award.
Okay, well, what was the award?
It was some LGBT visibility award or whatever that they made up from like some fake, or like, I don't even know what the hell the organization was or whatever.
You basically got an award for being gay and there?
Yeah, basically. Cool. So whatever, but it's kind of sucked because that was my entire day. And I, you know, I feel parental guilt. But thankfully, my mom stepped up to the plate and took him to the park and then took him to my sister's house. So cool. I appreciate my mom for that. And then Sunday, I made up for it. Sunday, I took my kids to the beach and we had a beach day and it was super fun. Had a great time. How was your weekend?
Good. I was off Friday because I had like oral surgery.
Wrong
with one of my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I'm all stitched up. I've got stitches in my mouth. So Friday was kind of like a day off, but I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like one of those fun days off where I got to do anything with it except for, you know, go to the dentist and the pharmacy. I've been cranky all weekend because of it. But I did go to see the Eagles on Saturday night, whom I'd never seen before. And what a phenomenal show that was.
Yeah, I saw that. You had to go to the Forum.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
I hate it. I know I hate going to see shows there.
I didn't drive. If you don't drive, it's not as bad. The show was great. It was really wild seeing Glenn Frey's kid, Deacon, who sounds exactly like his dad, filling in for his dad, harmonizing. They're just all phenomenal musicians.
Was the average age there 65?
You know, it's the Eagles. So you kind of, they're kind of like the Beatles of America.
Really. No way. I only know one of their songs, Hotel California.
First of all, you know 1,000. So, yeah, okay, take it easy. Take it easy. Take
I don't
it
think
easy.
I know that one.
Oh, Perez, come on.
I don't.
The Greatest Hits album is the best-selling album of all time. Desperado. You've never heard of Desperado?
I heard Desperado, right? There's two songs.
There's 50 more that you know.
Well, I'm familiar with iconic acts. Like, I know all of Fleetwood Mac's catalog. I was just never drawn to or familiar with the Eagles. Maybe if you mention more. I honestly could not think of anyone other than the Hotel California song.
Lion Eyes. You can't
don't know
hide
that one.
Your lion eyes. You don't know that song?
No.
There were people much younger than me at the Eagles shows. And there would be people much younger than me at Fleetwood Mac shows. Good music is good music.
Well, yeah, Fleetwood Mac is more the American Beatles than the Eagles, I think.
No, no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind.
What is this?
Let's take it easy.
Okay.
You really don't know that song?
I don't know that one. I know more Neil Diamond. Listen, I know my music.
I can't tell you why. One of the greatest ballads ever.
I don't know this one. I don't need to hear their catalog right now. All right, let's move on.
Anyhow, great concert.
But I stand behind what I said. They don't have a lot of awareness for people under 40. I can still associate with people under 40. I'm only 40.
Okay.
Anyways, the breaking news that I found out about just before we started recording is that Julie Chen will not be returning to the talk. I am surprised that she stayed with him.
I said that she would, and I also said we'd never see her on the talk again, and I said we would see her on the finale of Big Brother, and then she'll be done with that show after that.
No. According to reports, she is staying with Big Brother, but is leaving the talk.
Why would she leave the talk then? Because she's going to be a hypocrite if she stays on it?
Because it just complicates things. So for a variety of reasons, since last week I've heard, and actually I was surprised, a publicist even went on the record saying that if Julie Chen remains on the talk, he would steer his clients away from appearing on there.
Really?
Yeah, a celebrity publicist went on the record saying that. Other also advertisers had cooled temporarily on there, according to what I read. And it just would make things difficult for her, as we've discussed, to talk about sexual harassment and things like that on that show, which are topics they do discuss. They are a topical show. So, but what surprised me, if it turns out to be true, is how this is all playing out. Like I said, she's expected to remain with Big Brother, but is departing the talk. I thought they would give her, you know, a bon voyage, which I think she deserves. She's been with that show almost an entire decade since the very beginning. The plan is for her to announce her departure Tuesday morning via a videotaped message and then not return at all.
Wouldn't it be hypocritical of the show if they gave her a big party bon voyage?
No, why would that be hypocritical?
She's the woman that said before that if she was married to Harvey Weinstein, she would leave him. Okay, well, it turns out she, in some people's accounts, I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happens. But, okay, well, she called for someone else to leave. Now she's not doing that. It would kind of drag down the show if they're going to celebrate her for sticking with him. I think that's why they're going to go with the videotape message, because it's hypocritical if they throw her a big party.
It might be hypocritical, but at the same time, I think that she is deserving of... You can... not be, who says you have to be perfect? Yeah, so what? It is a little hypocritical, but having said that, like I said, you know, she's been the moderator. She's been an integral part of that show for 10 years, and I would have given her a send-off personally, but whatevs. On to other news. There were reports and then conflicting reports, and now we appear to have reached a consensus as to what happened. Justin Bieber married or not married? It turns out that he did get married to Hailey Baldwin, even though she tweeted and then later deleted that she was not married. Apparently she said that because she doesn't consider herself married because she's not married under the eyes of the Lord yet. They've only had a civil marriage, not a religious marriage yet.
Was that just to get the process of him being an American citizen going, or did you think that even had anything to do with it?
I'll get to that. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I don't know why they got married so quickly. I think just because Bieber is Bieber and he wants what he wants and he's impatient. That's my theory on it. And I actually see these people lasting 4 years or more.
4 years?
Yeah, because I think he wants to get at least 2 kids out of her. So even if they're going through a rough patch here or there, he won't cheat. I don't think he'll cheat because he's so God Squad. And if they're going through a rough patch, he'll stick it out till baby number 2 and then he'll be done with her. We'll see. Or not.
Hopefully. Only 4, huh?
At least. I didn't say I'm giving them 4 years. I said at least 4 years.
At least 4 years. Okay. Yeah. Hey, that's pretty good in Hollywood for young people.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
They're
it's
both very young. Sources say, though, that she's not pregnant. So that's not why they got married. And I called this one. They do not have a prenup.
Yes, you did. Oh, man. It's going to be messy, huh?
So, yeah, you mentioned briefly that Justin Bieber is going through the process of becoming an American citizen. I'm confused by this. Like, what does he get out of being an American citizen? Like, what are the benefits to him? Like, why even?
Oh, yeah.
Why become an American citizen?
I think it's just, why not have dual citizenship?
But what does he get out of having dual citizenship? I don't get it.
It may be tax related.
Or, no, I don't think it is, because he spends most of his time here, so he needs to pay taxes here and pay taxes there. It's not like he's going to be giving up his Canadian citizenship. He's not.
Mm-hmm. Dual citizenship. Yeah.
Maybe it's also like, if he's an American citizen and he ever gets in trouble with the law again, they can't kick him out because he's an American citizen.
Well, there's that.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bieber, his manager, Scooter Braun, was a guest on a podcast recently, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how he thought Justin Bieber, back in 2014, was going to die from an overdose.
Yes, I saw that.
I was shocked that he said that. First of all, is it even his place to say that? Like, it's not like he's his former manager. He's still working as his manager. Like, mm-hmm. he could have just said, I was really concerned for him back then. And if pressed, I could have said he was hanging out with bad people. Like, he didn't even have to, why did he have to mention, like, that to me was surprising. Like, that was not his story to tell, in my opinion. That also just, It was a bad management decision.
I see what you're getting at. I think he also was just being truthful and honest.
Well, you can be truthful and honest without being that truthful and honest. But he didn't need to say that word overdose. Like, that just to me was bad management. Mm. Anyways, well, this is probably not that much of interest to our listeners, but it's of interest to me. Scooter Braun is embroiled in a nasty lawsuit with Lady Gaga's ex-manager, Troy Carter. This is so insidery. Scooter has sued Troy for millions of dollars, claiming that Scooter lent Troy money and Troy didn't pay it back. And they're now both making damning allegations against each other, each one calling each other a liar. And it's just like wild.
Oh, before we go any further, tell everybody who's back.
Sunbasket is back with the Perez Hilton podcast. So many of you have told me that you have signed up for Sunbasket and that it has made a big difference. Sunbasket is the best meal delivery program out there. It will simplify being healthy for you.
I ate my entire box in 2 days because I made one for lunch, one for dinner, and the next one for dinner. I had these sausage skewers that were really great. And they had a chicken salad, which I thought that was just perfect for lunch, that I put together. What was my third meal? Oh, the coconut shrimp. How could I forget that? It was my favorite. A perfect dinner.
If you want to go vegan or pescatarian or gluten-free or vegetarian or the Mediterranean plan or the paleo plan, Sunbasket is for you. Sunbasket is giving you a huge discount if you use our promo code. Just go to sunbasket.com/Perez today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Perez.
Do it.
It's so bizarre. And there's going to be two instances of when I call myself a hypocrite. I can mm-hmm. be hypocritical. I'll own mm-hmm. it. I like to believe alleged victims, but sometimes alleged victims do things that cast doubt on them.
Right.
Like Tom Arnold. Mm-hmm. He claims that Mark Burnett attacked him. Mm-hmm. Mark Burnett and his wife Roma claim that Tom Arnold attacked them. Mm-hmm. In fact, Tom Arnold specifically, let me read you his quote. Tom Arnold said Mark Burnett, quote, literally tried to murder me. I mean, when he says that, I'm like, okay, you're just mm-hmm. full of shit now. Like, yeah. I can't believe you. I cannot believe you. I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And then you said this man literally tried to murder me. You're fucking an idiot.
Right.
Like, don't exaggerate. I understand you're shaken up and this and that, but don't exaggerate it to that point because it just discredits you. The timing of it all is also just incredibly suspect. Tom Arnold has a new TV show that premieres this week. And when mm-hmm. he first was was tweeting about everything, made sure to mention that his TV show premieres this week. It seems to me that this was a media stunt that he had been planning all along to confront, in a big way, Mark Burnett. And then Mark Burnett perhaps got afraid that he was going to attack his wife, or I don't even know what the hell. And one thing led to another, and they just got crazy. But, you know, Tom Arnold is taking it seriously, and he is going, or has already gone, to the LAPD to file some kind of police report against Mark Burnett. But let me tell you something. This is where, this is a case of Dr. Luke and Kesha. If I'm Mark Burnett now, Mark Burnett has more money than Tom Arnold will ever make in his lifetime. Mark Burnett has more money than Roseanne will ever make in her lifetime. Mark Burnett also created Survivor. So many franchises. Survivor.
He's literally one of the top 10 richest people in this town, I bet.
Yeah. Now go with me, okay? I'm Mark Burnett. And let's say that Tom Arnold totally fabricated this and made false allegations against me and pulled that stunt against me. If Tom Arnold did that, made these false allegations, and even filed a fucking police report, I would use all of my money to ruin him. I would bankrupt the motherfucker. I would not settle out of court. I would put him in financial ruin. Like, I'm just shocked that, I mean, I'm not shocked that Tom Arnold created a scene, but to just take it to this level, to say that he tried to murder him, to then go and actually file a police report and continue with this nonsense.
Well, look, he's been on the media tour for a while. And he's out there alleging a lot of different things, especially about the president and stuff. And he's trying to drum up all of this interest through wacky things. And he's a little out there now. We got to remember, this guy was married to Roseanne.
Yeah, crazy attracts crazy.
Exactly. And that's where we probably should leave it. The guy is nuts. He's a whack job. And he's playing his whack job game. He may get burnt when you screw with someone of Mark Burnett's caliber and, like you said, wallet. That wallet could put you down forever if it wants to. So you better calm down.
Oh, I totally would. I would squash him.
Just squash him like a bug.
I would move on. I'm like, oh, that fucking tool. But he took it to the next level by alleging attempted murder and by filing a police report. That's just next level to me. But I love crazy white dudes gone nuts. And he's not the only one. This story is just hilarious to me. Speaking of classic musicians, Paul McCartney, in a new interview, revealed that back in the day, he and John Lennon used to masturbate together. On more than one occasion.
That's weird.
Okay, that's not something that straight men do together regularly.
That's something that gay men would probably do together.
No, no, it's not. It's not.
You've never done that before? No. You've never been in a room with a couple other dudes?
No, no way. Gay men have the capacity, and this happens far more frequently. A lot of gay men that have friendships previously either dated or hooked up, but now they're just friends. Like, I'm not going to just start jerking off in a room of my friends.
I can't imagine a scenario where I'm just pulling my wang out in front of anyone, in front of a girl. How about that? I don't think that there's a situation where I would say, I'm going to get this out and I'm going to masturbate. If I'm intimate with a girl, I wouldn't do that. So the whole thing's mind-blowing to me.
Well, all right. I just wanted to know if that was common or not.
Yeah, look, I've heard of the term circle jerk before, you know, and I think all straight guys even have their little towel-snapping incidents of things when you're around other young boys and you're figuring out this penis thing you have and you're talking about girls. I get that. I mean, I get it, I guess, but I just can't imagine doing it. That's all.
I was in a student film once about that subject. The name of the movie was Ookie Cookie. And what's funny is it was me and these two other guys in the student film, and one of the other guys ended up being gay too. Anyways.
Well, I was going to say, the guy that wrote it's gay for sure, because he wrote it just because he wanted to see the scene and he wanted to see if anybody would pull out their wang and actually
maybe
do it. That's totally it. Why wouldn't it? Well, look, if I was going to write a movie right now, do you think I would write nudity in it? Goddamn right I would. And I'd be like, I want to Scarlett Johansson type. I want to get her naked.
Well, thankfully, oh God, fuck, man.
What?
I'm having people tweet me and everything about Julie Chen. But this is good. Spencer Pratt listens to our podcast.
Oh, good. Hey, Spencer.
He just tweeted me in response to a TMZ story about Julie Chen, which I fucking should have put out there because I heard about it before TMZ tweeted about it. And Spencer was like, you called this on your new podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I should mention it.
Doesn't matter. It's so late. No one cares.
Anyway.
He's in bed. The East Coast is in bed.
Ugh, I care. All right. Speaking of old white men, Woody Allen and his wife, Soon Yi, were interviewed in the new issue of New York Magazine. Mm-hmm. And this is another case of the Eagles. It all comes back to the Eagles. I do think that Woody Allen has more awareness than the Eagles do with younger audiences. Like, I only knew of Don Henley. I would not have mentioned or known of Glenn Frey.
Because I remember when he died, you didn't know his name. You thought it was Frey. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, we talked about that on the podcast?
We did. When he died, you mentioned his name. I said, it's Frey.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, anyways, this story, I think younger people care about or know about or are familiar with. It was trending all over social media. Mm-hmm. Did you read that article? Probably not.
I did.
It was long.
I did. I read it this afternoon. And
you
boy,
did?
I did. I read it at work today. I was so bored.
First and foremost, this article was written by a person who is not objective in the slightest. This woman, I think, was the female writer, is friends with Woody Allen and has not just any a casual acquaintance or friend. They've been friends for 4 decades, she said. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what kind of fuckery is that? Like, that's just major bullshit. I'll say this, and I can say this because she's not a victim. Soon Yi is not a victim, even though some people might say that, you know, this guy who was a father figure having a sexual relationship with her was totally inappropriate, even though he was not her adoptive father and even though he was not married to Mia Farrow. Because she's not a victim, I will totally say I think she's a fucking liar, that Soon Yi. Let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just think there's two sides to every story. And as I read that story, I'll go back to what I said the very first time we talked about this. It's a family issue. I don't think it needs to be hashed out in the press. Like, this person did this, this person did that. At the end of the day, Mia Farrow's an actress. And I think all actors and actresses are crazy. I think they're all nuts. And when I'm reading this article and I'm reading Soon Yi talk about her and her recollections, I'm like, she doesn't sound like the mom of the year to me.
Well, that's one of the wildest things to me. She, in vivid detail, Soon Yi, was talking about her life in Korea at 5 years old. I'm like, really, bitch? You remember that much at fucking five? The first memories I have are when I turned 6. I remember my 6th birthday party. Prior to 6, I don't remember a damn thing. Not even looking at photos. I'm like, I don't remember anything before. I don't know what
right
it is.
Right there with you.
And not only that, I also found it very telling and disturbing that she would tell the interviewer, I don't even want to call her a journalist, she would tell the interviewer one thing and then later email her something else and changing the story up. That happened repeatedly throughout the article.
It did, yeah.
I'm like, this is all bullshit. And Woody Allen's fucking full of shit too, in my opinion.
I just can't sit there and judge. I don't know what really happened. Does it seem wacky to me? Yeah. For sure. But I don't know what happened.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
Well,
speaking of wacky news, Richard Gere, and I'm talking about so many old white men
today. Exactly. This is the old white man show.
I know. Old white male.
We better get to some young Kardashians soon.
Well,
people are tuning out on us.
I started off with Bieber, but you went on such a tirade on the fucking Eagles. Jesus. Richard Gere, 69 years old, is going to be a father again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too old to be having a kid?
Not when you're rich.
Yeah, but it's not even about money. It's about the fact that he might be dead in 15 years.
Ah, so what?
The kid's going to lose their dad in high school. That sucks.
Most people are going to lose their dad anyhow. It happens some point in your life. It's terrible, I'm sure. But
yes, but statistically, most aren't going to die when you're in high school.
Richard Gere could live to 100.
Well, I hope so.
He could. He's got more money than God if he keeps himself in good shape and hopefully doesn't get the cancer or something like that. But you never know. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. Life's weird. I think when you got that kind of money and if you got somebody that that you love and wants to raise the kid. And
all right. I don't know.
I see what you're saying, though. It doesn't really seem fair to the kid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would rather have 15 years as Richard Gere as my dad than the bum that I had. The bums, plural, that I had raising me. So there you go.
Personally, for me, my rule, I think my thing is past 60, you really shouldn't. But that's up to you, clearly. You know, he could he's still producing sperm, so good for him. Congratulations. Speaking of white dudes, Henry Cavill, not so old.
Superman,
be out of Superman, no longer playing him. And it might have to do with money, or that may be one of the many issues. To me, that's just stupid. If you're peeps are asking for too much money to be Superman, any of those people are making already a ton of money. Like, just take what they give you, I think. Also, speaking of money and celebrities, all these people making such a to-do over Madonna flying coach on a flight. Who cares?
Yeah. Maybe it was the only seat available. She didn't want to make a big fuss and said, oh, I'll sit there. No big deal.
And then so rude. Somebody took a photo of themselves in front of Madonna when she was sleeping.
Oh, now that's an asshole move.
Yes. That's an invasion of privacy.
Totally.
Not cool. On to some celebrity feuds. Apparently, this was so petty. Marc Jacobs, the fashion designer for the last decade, would always close out Fashion Week. His fashion show was always the last one. But this Fashion Week that just happened, Rihanna scheduled the fashion show to end Fashion Week. And Marc Jacobs was not happy with that. So he and his fashion show were supposed to start at 6 p.m. The Rihanna fashion show was supposed to start at 7:30 p.m. The Rihanna fashion show was in Brooklyn, and Marc Jacobs' fashion show was in Manhattan proper. And he did not start his fashion show till 7:30 p.m. So any fashion editors or VIPs who thought they could make it to both at some point had to choose, because he started an hour and a half late.
Let me ask you a normal person question. So when Rihanna does one and it's in Brooklyn, is that considered like off-Broadway, where it's not really part of Fashion Week, or is Fashion Week kind of just everywhere now?
Fashion Week is everywhere. I mean,
okay.
There are the tents, and the tents are where most of the fashion shows are, but the houses have fashion shows anywhere and everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just have these tents because it's, if you're a smaller brand or you're showing for the first time, it's cheaper for you to do it there and easier, and to get people there that are already going to be there, all that jazz. So I just thought that was funny.
Is that a bad look for Rihanna to do that?
No.
No? Okay. I'm just asking. I don't know. I don't know if it's like such a big deal that Marc Jacobs has to do the last one every year. Like, she's kind of new in the game, and it's kind of like in bad taste or bad form to upstage someone that's, you know, obviously been in the game for so long and is revered in the industry, I guess.
True, true. But she ended up getting more publicity than any other show out there.
Look, I didn't see a lick of his fashion show. I saw most of hers.
Me neither. Speaking of celebrities feuding, this is just so silly and I love it. Last week, Kim Kardashian posted a few photos of her from this new fashion campaign for some product that she's trying to sell, I forget, fucking fragrance or makeup or some crap with a K.
Yeah.
And it was her wearing flowers naked. And then 3 days after that, Paris Hilton posted an image of her wearing flowers and made sure in the caption to say something along the line. Let me read you the caption verbatim. She said, "Love these photos I shot last year." As if to say, I did it first, bitch. But, you know, all of those photos, I mean, you could say that that movie American Beauty, you know, they did something very similar before that, too. Like, everybody's always ripping off everybody, but I love
it. Sure, I mean, wasn't Beyonce's cover, didn't she have a floral thing on her head or something to that effect? I mean, couldn't you say it started with Beyonce a few months ago, that she brought the flowers back in vogue? I mean, you can always point back to something else in history that somebody else that's done it before, right? I mean, but it is, but you're right. It is Patty of Paris, and I love it. That's what she should do. She should just troll Kim Kardashian for the rest of her life. And I would follow that. I would think that's funny. I'm on Team Paris, I think. Because she's OG to me.
I'm on team neither of them.
You just won.
I'm on team me.
You're team indifferent.
Serena Williams continues to deny that she received any coaching at the U.S. Open.
Stop whining.
She gave a new interview where she said, he said he made a motion. I don't understand what he was talking about. We've never had hand signals. I just don't understand, said Serena in a new interview. So that's just a little update on what we talked about last week. Also, I don't know if we talked about Mel B last week or if it was the week before. But her former manny, her male nanny, says that she had a constant rotation of men in the house.
Oh.
Strangers with her kids there for sex sessions, she claims.
Oh, really?
5 hour sessions.
God, I ran into her in the grocery store once too. I probably could have like struck up a conversation and got myself on that list.
He literally says, quote, there was like three guys in a day, and I'm talking 5 hour sessions with each one, because the guy goes, you know, I talk to the guys and they're like, I can't go anymore. And then another one would come in and another guy.
Wow.
That's just awful. Like, listen, I get it. You have needs or wants or desires, but you're rich enough. Get a hotel room or go to their house. Like, don't do that in that place with kids there.
God knows what they're going to see.
And they did see, according to this nanny, that they would see shirtless guys in the kitchen or sometimes naked men. And if that is true, then that's really shitty parenting.
Hmm.
An update on that new bachelor, Colton Underwood. He, according to reports, is open to losing his virginity on the show.
I hope it happens. Jesus.
I don't believe it.
It's going to be the best
season ever. I don't believe it. I think they're just saying that so people tune in and they don't think it's going to be a dud of a season.
I'm looking forward to it. I like the guy. And I think he's going to get down with one of these chicks. They're so hot. They parade like 30 hot chicks out to him, and he gets, and they all want him already. There's no way his little boner is going to be able to put up with that for a whole season. There's just no way. No way.
Kourtney Kardashian was spotted out with a 20-year-old model on a date.
Cool.
She likes him young. Here is another thing where somebody called me out for being a hypocrite, and I was like, well, I kind of own it. You're right. I kind of am. You know, I said that she's a cougar, go cougar, when I talked about it. She's 39. The guy is 20. And then people are like, well, why don't you feel the same way about Dane Cook and his girlfriend? Dane Cook is 46 and he's dating a 19-year-old. That just feels like 25 years versus 19 years. It feels like a difference to me.
I think it's just something that society does. Guys are creeps. And you, when you see a guy with that's really old with a really young girl, you think he's kind of a creep. But when a girl does it to a young guy, it's not the same connotation. You just think the guy's lucky. You know, you're just like, oh, he's get to bang the older Kardashian sister. Great, cool. You know, I don't know. You don't really think anything bad of it. I don't think badly of either one of them, but I see what you're saying. I mean, I don't know if it's hypocritical.
All right, I like your explanation of it. We're just protecting young women.
Yeah, you're protecting young women. That's what we're doing. Because guys, listen, guys are freaking creepy. I mean, Jesus, have we not established that this decade? Guys are creepy. We always have been, by the way. Now everybody just wants to talk about it.
And more TV news. Brody Jenner has officially signed on to star in The Hills reboot. So I'm even more excited for that now. Also, Roseanne has revealed that her character dies of an opioid overdose on The Conners, the spinoff to Roseanne.
That's how the show ended last season, too, because she was sneaking Dan's pills.
How did she even find out? Like, who told her? Who? Why would? I mean, I totally would reveal that secret if I was her, because, you know, she's butthurt. But why would anybody tell her?
Huh. I don't know.
that happened. In more TV-related news, former sitcom star Kirstie Alley says in a new interview that John Travolta cannot be gay because they were in love with each other.
Are they both Scientologists?
They are.
Okay.
And also, I mean, hello, there's been many gay men that have married women, fathered children with women, and were still gay. This, though, you know, whenever I read stories about other countries and what's going on over there, it makes me so happy I live in America. Mm-hmm. Dua Lipa was performing in Shanghai, China, mm-hmm. and a couple of concert goers from her show were kicked out for waving rainbow flags. Wow. That's so lame.
Mm-hmm.
So lame. I mean, still in so many places in the world, it's criminal to be gay. Jesus.
Yeah,
also, weird. Speaking of China, Fan Bingbing, she's one of the biggest female actresses in China, and she starred in X-Men previously, has gone missing.
Huh.
And many think she's like abducted by the Chinese government or something over tax evasion.
I think she's hanging out with Jesse Camp.
That's just crazy.
She's in his living room, wherever that is.
Also, speaking of crazy news, did you know that in South Korea, K-pop stars are basically forbidden from dating? And if they do, they have to date secretly.
Really?
Like, you could get fired from your job in a boy band or girl group if you are publicly dating.
Yeah, but why would you want to be in a boy band or girl band if you couldn't date somebody? I mean, that's the whole idea of getting in a band.
I was reading that these two stars might get fired recently because they were outed as being in a relationship. Totally sucks.
I'm trying to, like, think of me as 14 years old and some manager comes up to me, I'm good looking and stuff, and they say, hey, we want to put you into this boy band. And I'll be like, I don't know, I don't want to play this shitty music. But if you sit there and go, well, I can have some sex with fans, okay, I would probably reconsider. But if you're taking that out of the element and you just have to, you know, play that shitty music all the time, what's the point of being in one of those groups?
Some health news. Matthew Perry reveals that he spent 3 months in a hospital bed after having a gastrointestinal perforation.
Jesus.
A hole in his stomach, basically. That's just what? 3 months in a hospital bed. That's wild. But hey, he's alive.
Wow.
And I don't even want to speculate on what may have caused that, but all that matters
drugs.
Well, I don't want to speculate.
Jeez, he's had so many problems with drugs that he has talked about on the record numerous times.
Yeah.
When you take these hardcore drugs, these pills especially, they'll eat right through your stomach lining. So I don't think I'm talking out of school if I'm guessing that's what it might be. Look, and maybe he ate a tack. I have no idea. But if I had to guess, I would say probably it has something to do with it. Right. But I don't know, obviously.
Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. And finally, goodness, let's end things on a positive or wacky thing.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen, much like Ariana Grande, we've been mispronouncing Chrissy Teigen's last name. The correct pronunciation of Chrissy Teigen's last name is Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. All right.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where Teigen sounds cooler. Rihanna sounds cooler than Rihanna to me.
I know, but Rihanna is how you, the proper pronunciation.
Rihanna's real name is Robin. So that's a made-up name. So we can pronounce it any way we want.
No, I think Rihanna's her middle name.
Fenty's her middle name.
No, Fenty's her last name.
Oh, I see. I thought Rihanna was completely made up.
No, that's her middle name.
Oh, I thought Fenty was her middle name. So Fenty's her last name.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
So is that disrespectful of us if we don't call her by the way she calls herself or how she wants to be called?
I don't know if it's disrespectful because I think it's more of a dialect thing. Like some people, Teresa. Some people say, you know, instead in America, we say Teresa. Some people say Teresa. They pronounce it differently in different places. I think it's just more of a dialect thing.
Well, let me tell you, though, the one thing that would always grate my, I would correct people, like, you know, my birth name is M-A-R-I-O, Mario in Spanish.
Mario
mm-hmm. in Spanish. Mm-hmm. But if somebody ever called me Mario, I'm like, no! It is not Mario.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's a very Northeast thing. Mario. Mm. Northeasterners say Mario.
Oh, yeah. That's
Mario.
Very New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mario.
Yes,
or New Jersey. They'll say Mario.
Like, Mario, what's up?
No, oh, that just would... Mario, I can tolerate. Mario.
Now we
fine.
Know how to get under his skin, people.
Oh, it just sounds so bad to my ear. Mario. Oh, God. I hate it. It's like I have trauma from my childhood. No, no, no. All right. Let's take some calls.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Tiara from Boston. My question is more of a theory, and I wanted your opinion on it. I know that it was breaking news about Justin Bieber marrying Hailey, and then she went and sent out a tweet saying that it wasn't true, even though it looked like what it did. But then the following day, it was actually released that Justin Bieber became a U.S. citizen. So my theory is that he did marry Haley in order for him to get his citizenship faster, because that's what a lot of people do here in Boston, and that maybe they are indeed married and they did that in order to get his citizenship. Well, that's my thoughts. I just wanted to know what your opinion is on it. All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Love the podcast.
I guess she got it.
Yes.
We gave it. And by the way, you don't become an American citizen as soon as you marry an American citizen. He still has to go through the process. It's going to be probably, 2 to 3 years, I think it takes, before you can become an official citizen. And you still have to do things. It's the first step. It's a lot easier, obviously. But he didn't wake up an American citizen 2 days ago or whenever he got married. He's not one yet. Another call.
Hey, what's up, Booker and Perez? This is Melissa from New Jersey. I wanted to talk to you guys about Cardi B and Nicki's feud, and if you still thought that Nicki was the one that came out the winner in this situation. If you follow hip-hop at all in the last couple of years, you'll know that Nicki really has been kind of talking shit about any female rapper since the jump. I mean, her first verse in Monster was tearing down Lil' Kim. She went after a bunch of other people, Iggy Azalea, Cardi B, Remy Ma. The list goes on, but I wanted to see if you guys still felt like she came out the winner after it had come out, all the things that she was doing in the fly. It seems like she's instigating. Let me know. Love your podcast.
Yeah, I still think she came out the winner.
In that situation, I think that as well. That's not how you behave. Now, has she been a winner all of the time in the past? No. She's really done some terrible things and behaved badly, but whatevs.
Hi, Chris and Perez. This is Tom from Indian Lake, Pennsylvania, a relatively new listener.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Just a quick comment. I love the podcast. Been listening to it for about a year and a half now. My only comment would be, can we please, dear God, have less comments and on Kardashian-Jenner news? It gets old. This week's podcast was so much better because you had very little about them. And maybe a little bit more about some country music artists like Carrie Underwood, my favorite. All right, thanks. Love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I talked about Carrie Underwood in my daily video today, but, you know, I don't talk about everything that I talk on my daily videos on the podcast, because some things are just such quick, newsy things. Mm-hmm. And also, it was a bummer. I was just talking about how Carrie Underwood revealed that she suffered 3 miscarriages over the last 2 years. So mm-hmm. It just really made me, it just reminded me of truly just how much a miracle every single baby is. Some mm-hmm. people are really lucky and get pregnant really easily, but then for many others, it's very hard. And so many women don't talk about it for a variety of reasons. But yeah, I love Carrie Underwood. I love her new album. It's so good.
I haven't heard it.
It's so good. She co-wrote a lot of it. She worked with new people on it. It's, I think, her best album ever. It's very pop mainstream crossover, which I love.
What about this song?
Sounds like a Dolly Parton song.
What about The Best of My Love?
That these all sound the same.
Well, there you go. Everybody, take it easy.
All right. Let me just take a moment to thank Jill Crosby. This is Perez Hilton. Jill Crosby is amazing. I also want to thank Roxy Girl. Roxy Girl is a superstar. I'm Perez Hilton. I know a lot about superstars. A huge thank you also to Blanca or Blanquita MTL. Blanca, te quiero mucho. Bisou, bonjour. I don't even know. She might be from Montreal. Blanca from Montreal. I think MTL stands for Montreal. Blanca, I love you. Or Blanca. Jennifer. Jennifer USPS loves dogs. I love dogs too, but I love Jennifer more than I love dogs. Mm-hmm. Shayna Leviton has impeccable taste. I love Shayna Leviton. I am Perez Hilton. Carolyn Sandoval is a phenomenal human being. I love Carolyn Sandoval.
What do you think she's going to do with that?
I don't know. I just said I would. I'd like to follow through, bitch.
Yeah, but why don't you just be like, hey, Carolyn, I got your message.
I don't know.
It was really cool of you. Thank you so much for leaving.
If they want to play it for their friends. I don't know.
So that's how you want to be known to their friends, screaming like a crazy person?
I'm excited, okay?
All right. It just seems like some feigned excitement.
It's not feigned. I'm excited, bitch.
Okay.
God, not everybody can be a Debbie Downer like you.
I'm not a downer. I am not a downer at all.
You don't get it. I am Latino. I am easily excitable.
All right.
Kay Holly Kay is okay in my book. I'm Perez Hilton.
These are so bad. Sorry, Holly. We are happy you're listening, and sorry you had to sit through that.
Karina Higgins. Oh, Karina Higgins 2020. Karina Higgins would be a great president. I'm Perez Hilton. I endorse this message. Mrs. Bison or Bison with two S's. How do you pronounce it? B-I-S-S-O-N.
Bison would be one S, I believe.
All right. So. Mrs. Bison.
Bison.
Jasmine 1603, a whole new world. Let me take you on a fantastic voyage of podcast loving and appreciation. Thank you, Jasmine. And finally, Esmeralda, lovely Esmer. So lovely, I would eat her.
Oh dear God! Please, no one ever leave another comment. Okay,
no more comments. No, don't say that. I got to give her a clean one.
Esmeralda, thank you for listening.
Esmeralda, thank
you. And
you
and your clean.
Esmeralda, thank you for listening. Esmeralda keeps it tight.
Baby.
No, right. That's not right. Esmeralda is always right. Esmeralda, everybody needs to listen to her. All right, thank you. If any more of you want to give us positive reviews on iTunes, I'll do it one more show, okay? And then I'll wrap it up. If you want to give us a positive review on iTunes, tweet me and Booker that you have with whatever name you want me to shout out. And at the end of next week's podcast, I will shout you guys out and then I'll move on from this. But I'm trying to get as many positive reviews and I'm so thankful that 10 of you did. So thank you. And until next week, my friends.
Take care.
Bye.